Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a start with the end of week. Well, not the end of the week, but the end of the day yesterday, because the LA Rams and the Chicago Bears are two flawed teams, and they are two teams that are not as good as what they were last year, and two quarterbacks that I think it's very fair to question at this point, both Jared Goff and Mitchell Trubisky. The Bears are down 17-7 in this game. Game's over. All right, 17-7, 3.5 minutes to go. With that offense, trust me, the game is over. And they decide, Matt Nagy decides to go to Chase Daniel. And so that seems like, okay, Trubisky stinks. Fine, go to Chase Daniel. But then there is controversy on, did they go to him because Trubisky stinks? Or did they go to him because he's hurt? Now, we actually
have a very touching
scene
on the sideline.
Yeah, we're watching the highlights now.
Nagy and Trubisky.
Yeah, Trubisky's crying to Nagy.
Right.
Nagy's crying to him. Nagy's saying, God, you're so terrible.
Right.
Oh,
you're probably going to cost me my job. That's probably what Nagy's
saying. That's what
saying.
He's saying to him.
It probably is.
And Trubisky's like, I'm not going to find a job. This is terrible.
You're right.
So I don't know why they pulled Mitchell Trubisky, because then after the game, well, he had a hip injury, but they didn't say it on the broadcast. On the broadcast, there was no trainer near Trubisky. So I don't know why they pulled him, but here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. Next year, I think the Chicago Bears have an awful decision to make. And that's what I think it's an awful decision, Joe, because I don't think Trubisky's any good.
No.
That's what
no.
I think.
Well, I mean, your eyes tell you that.
That's what my eyes tell me. But they moved up to get him to go from 3-2, by the way.
No, they did.
And are they ready to abandon him?
Right.
Is that really where they want to go? I don't know.
I don't know either. And remember, they also could have had Mahomes or Deshaun Watson.
Yes, that's very true.
Let's throw that in there.
And the Rams won this game despite two things that I always think of you when they happen, because I think of your reaction if it happened to the Jets. They get off the field. The Bears are about to have a 4th and 16. They call the defensive hold.
Oh, my God.
And the drive continues.
There's nothing worse than the 3rd and whatever it is defensive hold, first down.
Right.
You know, for this ticky-tack. And usually it's
a ticky-tack
holding penalty.
Yes, it was.
That's nowhere even near where the ball was going to go.
That was the case at this end.
Which makes you nuts.
But here's what the Rams did. They overcame it anyway and forced a bear punt. And then later on, Josh Reynolds had a touchdown catch from Jared Goff, and they called that back for an illegal formation. The good news is they scored a touchdown anyway.
Right,
so the Rams were able to overcome those two bad penalties, and they hang in there in what is a very tough NFC, because 6-4, especially in the division they're in and how good the wild card teams are, they're on the outside looking in right now, these Rams.
Yeah, they are. And they got a very tough game next week, Monday night at home against Baltimore.
Yes.
That is not going
to
be easy.
I think right now I would not be confident they're going back to the playoffs.
No, I wouldn't either.
I would not be confident.
Nope.
One of the big surprises of the last few weeks is how all of a sudden the Atlanta Falcons look like a competent football team.
Yeah.
They destroyed Kyle Allen.
They killed him. I mean, they killed. Look, I mean, 2 weeks in a row, they killed the Saints, and they killed the Panthers. Both of them, by the way, on the road.
Yeah.
How about that?
And
both on the road.
And both led by a defense that looked rejuvenated.
It's almost like when they had their bye week, I don't know what Quinn did there. I don't know what he did. But something happened, because this team is a different team than they were before
I think, the
bye.
I think we've all assumed that Dan Quinn is out. And who knows, maybe this defense specifically is standing up and saying, we love the guy, we're playing for him, because they certainly have. They've dominated every phase of the game. They had a punt return for a touchdown. They forced Kyle Allen into 4 interceptions. They sacked him 5 times. And I think the rose on Kyle Allen, it's starting to wilt. So I think they're going to have a tough quarterback situation to figure out. Do they go back to Cam Newton? Do they trust that this is just a blip for Kyle Allen? I'm not too sure. But either way, the Atlanta Falcons, you know what the Falcons are? They're obviously not making the playoffs. They're a pain in the ass. That's what they are.
They're a dangerous team.
you don't want to play them.
They're a dangerous team. They play the Saints on Thanksgiving night.
That's right.
In Atlanta.
You'd think the Saints are looking for some revenge after what happened last week.
Yep.
The Cowboys got off to a bad start. Zeke put the ball on the ground, and then Bo Scarborough rushed for a touchdown. And the Lions actually had a couple of leads in this game. But Dak Prescott was excellent, threw for well over 400 yards. Their offensive line gave him all day to throw, and a good victory for the Cowboys over Detroit.
And one of
Detroit.
The touchdowns was just an amazing play by Ezekiel Elliott on that little swing pass. He basically caught it right off his shoe tops, and it was like there was nobody there.
Yep.
You know, he runs it in for about 30 yards. I was like, nobody there. It was crazy. It was a crazy play. And the other thing is, it looks like Stafford's out for a while.
Yeah. Well, at this point, why are you rushing him back?
It doesn't matter.
Team's going nowhere.
Yeah,
I didn't think Driscoll was awful,
he wasn't awful.
They're not going anywhere.
No.
A really big bounce back for Indianapolis off of the last 2 weeks.
Jacoby Brissett played big time.
And they ran it down their throats.
Did Mac get hurt in this game?
He did. He broke his hand.
Yeah, and they rushed for like 200 and something yards in this game.
They rushed as a team for 264 yards.
Yeah, that's a big number in the NFL.
No doubt about it, but they lose Marlon Mack to this broken hand. But a good victory by Indianapolis, who sets up what is a showdown
Thursday night. Yeah, division title, division lead, certainly.
Yeah.
In Houston.
No question. No question. But they have been such a good team. And this goes back to coaching, why Frank Reich's good.
Reich is terrific.
They've overcome so many things.
Terrific.
And think about it. Think about all the stuff
they've
overcome.
Andrew Luck thing right there. Just the fact that their franchise quarterback retires 2 weeks into the preseason.
And you know,
think about that.
Isn't the whole thing indicative of how Frank Reich got the job to begin with? He wasn't the guy.
It was supposed to be McDaniel.
It was supposed to be the brilliant Josh McDaniel.
Every time I watch these games, McDaniel, there he is with Brady. Stop it. Or when I see, like yesterday, too, with the Patriots, and we'll get to that, there's Bill's son and Jonathan Mayo. They're called, these guys are calling the defensive. Can we stop that? Can we stop?
Yeah, it's Bill.
I mean, come on.
Bill Senior, man.
Okay, come on. In all due respect, the young Belichick and Mayo, let's stop now. All right?
No, it's Bill. We all know that.
Come on.
Bills took care of business in Miami against the Dolphins.
They did.
Give them credit for that.
I like Miami in that game. I was totally wrong. And Allen did have a big game. Threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for one.
Yeah, Josh Brown, too. John Brown.
Yeah,
John Brown had a huge game.
He did.
The Viking game, I don't know why. When it was 20-0, for whatever reason,
you didn't feel that you were comfortable they wouldn't win.
No, I still thought the Vikings were going to come back.
Yeah.
And they certainly did. And what was a real killer is when McManus missed that 43-yard field goal with 8 minutes to go as they were nursing the 23-20 lead. But give a lot of credit to Kirk Cousins. This was a really impressive come-from-behind victory for the Minnesota Vikings, and it was much needed because you can't lose to the Denver Broncos in your building, especially when you look at how many wins it's going to take this division.
No doubt about it, and Denver had a shot at the end. I mean, they were inside. They had 3 shots inside the 10-yard line throwing the ball in the end zone, and it didn't happen.
They converted on that 4th-and-1.
Yep.
And with a run play.
Like 3 fourth downs
drive. That's right. The last one was a 4th-and-1. They called a run play with no timeouts.
Yes.
But they were still able to get off, like you mentioned, the 3 pass plays to win that game.
Yep.
So
didn't happen.
Much needed victory for the Minnesota, because that would have been a bad loss.
Yeah.
The Saints bounce back, which I think we all expected after what happened to Atlanta.
Yes, indeed.
Todd Bowles'
Michael
defense.
Michael Thomas continues to be great.
He's
Todd
incredible.
Bowles, the linebacker whisperer.
34 points they gave
him. Doing a great job.
What else is new?
Yep.
And the Ravens sent a message, man.
Oh, my God.
They sent a real message.
The weekly highlight run by Lamar Jackson, by the way.
Yes. He does
Didn't
something.
Didn't score a touchdown this time, but still it was unbelievable.
He does something, man.
Every week.
Every single week. And it was the first time Deshaun Watson ever lost a game by more than 1 score. How about that?
That is amazing.
That is incredible. And early in this game, and I know you could argue, it doesn't matter, it was 41-7. Early in this game, there was an obvious pass interference. On, I think it was a 4th down play with DeAndre Hopkins getting just absolutely blitzkrieged in the end zone. Obvious. And they don't overturn it. Yeah. That's why the Gase thing later was surprising.
There was another one. I forget the game.
Overturned?
There was another one yesterday that was overturned. I forget what game it was. But there was 2 yesterday beside the Jet one.
But then how do you explain that one?
I explain nothing.
No, I'm not.
Well, I don't know anything. Who was the Jet? Who was he for? Jerome Bogar? Didn't he do the Jet
Jerome
game?
Yeah, Jerome Bogar, yeah.
How do I explain anything?
It's impossible to.
When it comes to officiating, there's nothing. We need Gene Steratore. He'll explain it.
He can't explain it.
Even Gene.
You can't explain why that's not overturned
maybe,
in the
Pereira.
Texan game.
Maybe Blandino.
I don't think anybody
One of the great, these guys are making millions now.
Yeah.
Stating the obvious.
Crazy.
Stating the obvious.
But with all that said, the Raven defense was dominant. They got to Deshaun Watson, and the offense continues to click with Lamar. So a really impressive victory by the Ravens, just blowing out the Texans, who are a very up-and-down team.
Very up-and-down. I just can't see the Texans winning big playoff games. I just don't see it. Don't see.
Who do you see winning big playoff games in the AFC?
Baltimore.
And the Patriots.
Or the Pats.
Anybody else?
No, I don't.
Kansas City with Mahomes healthy?
I really don't.
Their defense is terrible. Yeah. Well, someone's going to win.
I mean, look, they'll win it. Look, I'm not saying those, you know, those teams, obviously, somebody's going to win a game in the playoffs besides Baltimore and New England.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm not inspired by anybody else. I'm just not.
Things change quickly.
They do.
I mean, I remember Indianapolis last year after they lost the game to the Jets. They didn't look anything like a playoff team. I thought they had a real shot in Kansas City against the Chiefs. So you never know. But as of right now, you're right. The Niners got a big game from Jimmy Garoppolo as they overcome the Arizona Cardinals and then get the crazy.
They were down 16-0 in that game, too.
Yeah. Kyler Murray continues to be really impressive.
He's impressive.
If you're a Cardinal fan, despite the record, you have to feel good.
And the coach, too, even Kingsbury. I think you got to feel good about him, too.
Yeah, but the Niners get a much need. Obviously, you can't lose to the Cardinals at home.
No.
And again, like we talked about, when you look at how highly competitive the top of the NFC is, you have no margin for error. And that's why, and I admit this is a Monday morning quarterbacking thing, I'm going to say it, because at the time I wasn't thinking tie. But the Niners would have been better off playing for a tie the other day.
Yeah, no doubt against Seattle. I agree with that. Yep.
Now, what I thought at the time was not play for a tie. What I thought at the time was run the ball so that worst-case scenario I get a tie.
You get the tie.
I wasn't thinking kneel on the football.
You'd still be undefeated if you were in San Francisco.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, no question. I completely agree.
And you'd have such a leg up on getting home field advantage throughout.
Yep. You would.
I mean, think about it. Every team right now in the NFC has two losses. You'd have zero.
Yeah.
So I get it. You play to win the game. But sometimes you got to be smart, especially when you're in a situation like that.
Yep. And very interesting game. Like you said, Packers-Niners this week coming up.
Oh, yeah. The Raiders held on. They beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Yep. The Patriot game. So what were you thinking at 10-0 Philadelphia?
You know, I was feeling okay about it. But, I mean, you know, they had this unbelievable. The Phillies got this. They're up 3-0. They have this unbelievable 95-yard drive that took like 20 minutes, right?
Yep.
They finally put it. I didn't even think they were going to score a touchdown there. They had a third and goal from the 5-yard line. And I'm saying to myself, boy, you can't just kick a field goal here after all this. And they get the touchdown. It was close, too, because Goddard had his hands on the ball. And who was it, Jackson or Jones, one of them, in the secondary? Looks like he's taking the ball away in the end zone. They review it. It clearly was a catch and a touchdown, no doubt. But after that, their offense did nothing.
Nothing. And that's about
and
Bill.
And the Eagles' defense got off the field a lot. Well, I mean, there was a lot of points in this game where you thought, okay, now New England's just going to put the game away, and they never were able to do it.
But how about they also missed some opportunities because Tom Brady has had a very – when we've watched him, he's had a very average year.
Very average year.
He
no
threw
doubt about
a
it.
Rare –
he got hit a lot, too, in his game.
He certainly did. He threw a rare red zone interception that was dropped by McCloud.
Oh,
at that point, the Eagles are up 10-3.
Yeah, huge.
You have to come down with that.
Absolutely, though.
It's a different
huge,
game.
Huge, no doubt about it.
Now, I remember the next play, Edelman had a drop, and they did settle for a field goal. But still, you gave them points.
You did.
Huge moment in that game.
Big
when
moment.
When Tom Brady makes a dumb mistake
you got to make him pay.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to make him pay.
But the adjustments we saw from Belichick is why he's one of the greatest or the greatest of all time.
God.
I mean, the adjustments from that Patriot defense was outstanding. And were they helped out by the fact that Nelson Aguilar couldn't hold on a touchdown? Of course.
And Nelson Aguilar can't catch a cold.
No.
And they got one of their weapons, Zach Ertz, is their best offensive weapon right now.
Yeah.
And they basically had Gilmore covering him for a while.
Yeah, and we mentioned DeSean Jackson is out for the entire season.
Yep.
But the Patriots.
And Wentz did not look good. Wentz did not, got sacked a number of times, missed some open guys in this game. He did not he had a big fumble, big turnover that led to a field goal. He did not look good in this game.
No, you're right. Now, we'll see if Philadelphia can bounce back. They have Seattle at home, and then we touched on this earlier.
Not an easy game.
After that, a very soft schedule.
Right,
with the Dolphins, the Giants, and the Redskins. The Giants twice.
Yep.
So Philadelphia is in a pretty good position to win 10 games. They're in a good spot to win 10 games, despite the fact that they're sitting here 5-5 right now, assuming they could take advantage of beating the bad teams that are on their schedule the rest of the way. Are they a flawed team? Yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt. But, hey, Carson Wentz replaced Nick Foles. He wasn't overly impressive for the Jaguars in his return.
He started out good. I mean, he went down the field. He took a quick 7-0 lead, and then it was kind of all downhill from there.
Yep. And we got a big game tonight in Mexico City. They're actually playing it in Mexico City. Remember last year the Chief-Ram game was supposed to be there, and it got moved to L.A. And
what's the line in this game? Chiefs favored by how much? 3.5?
Let me see. They are favored by – I saw it at 4. I don't know if it's changed. But I have at 4 as a favorite. The Chargers are technically the home team for this game.
Please.
So Well, who's going to be there more fans of at this game? There aren't Charger fans in their home stadium.
No, I know it.
Let alone Mexico. There may be more fans of the Chargers in Mexico City than there are in L.A.
Because it's closer to San Diego.
I don't think it's closer to San Diego, but...
Yeah, isn't it? I think it is.
Mexico City?
Is it Mexico closer?
No.
Is it
like- Mexico City is not closer. Know. Tijuana, maybe, but not. They're not playing in Tijuana.
Okay.
Mexico City's like in the middle of Mexico.
Is that where it is?
It's
still closer to San Diego than L.A., isn't it, though?
No. No. Mexico City would take like 15 hours to drive to. L.A. is like an hour and a half.
No. What I'm saying is that San Diego is closer to Mexico City than L.A. is. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, San Diego is closer to Mexico City.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess technically.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
Yeah, but no, very well.
Doesn't make much of a difference.
Right.
I remember when the Mets played. The Mets played in Monterrey against the Padres.
Yeah, Monterrey, yeah.
And it was a ton of Padre fans there. That was also the air was incredibly thin, and there were a million home runs in that series. Ken Caminiti hit a home run.
How many times are we going to hit tonight between Testator and McFarlane? How great it is, how wonderful we are playing here in Mexico City.
Oh, they're going
to
go crazy.
How many times will you hear, it's great to be playing in Azteca Stadium?
Yes.
Oh, isn't this a great atmosphere?
No question. Though I will
like 100 times.
I will tell you this. If you gave me the choice between an expansion team in Mexico City or London... You'd say London?
No. Mexico City.
Oh, okay.
No,
Mexico City's got its issues, trust me.
Well, I mean,
I'd be the first to tell you.
I think London's safer than Mexico City.
Yes, they have the edge on safety.
Yes.
I give them that.
Yes, the weather obviously goes to Mexico City.
The weather?
Yes.
The proximity?
Yes.
It's
in North America.
It's on the continent.
Right. It's in North America.
I got to tell you, I'm very biased towards our continent.
Oh,
I'm gonna side with Mexico and Canada.
You're talking to a guy that doesn't ever want to leave the country.
No,
are you kidding? Ever.
You're talking to the same guy.
Ever.
No, I don't want to either. No offense to the rest of the world.
Well,
I just don't want to go there.
Well, whatever.
But you know what? Here's the problem. Here's the difference. I'm going to eventually have to succumb. Because I know my wife really wants to go to Europe. And someday, for all the Met games I drag her to, I'll end up in Europe
I told my wife, she wants to go to Italy. That's all great. You know, when I'm gone, you take the daughters and you go to Italy.
Fair.
If she's listening now, she'll get mad. But if you want to take the urn, you take that. You can take me.
Then you're going. Yeah, sure, I'll go to Italy. Bro, I'm telling you. If your wife wants to go to Europe, like my wife does,
right.
Go to Montreal. It's basically Europe.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's not that
Montreal
bad.
Montreal is a good city.
It's a beautiful city.
I've been
city.
There in a long time, but it is a good
city. Oh, it's a European city?
No, it definitely
I
is.
I went there with her. I said
no,
we went to Europe.
It is European.
That's it. Let's call it a day.
Now, I've been there in like 30 years, but it is definitely European.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, so you get Europe without having to go to Europe.
Right.
Seems like a win-win for everybody.
The weather's terrible, but never.
Well, look.
Depends when you go.
Can't have everything.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.